manager, I've got
to
tell you.
Welcome back to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. I'm Hope Bowman, and today I'm
talking with young adults with unique determination.
With West celebrity wrestler and broadcasting major Vinny Park. In the first half, we talked about his background and life as a student athlete. Now we'll dive into what motivates him, his future goals, and his experience in broadcasting. So, Vinny, I know sometimes the overload of school and sports can be a lot because I myself am a student athlete. Can you tell me a little about what keeps you motivated during practices or long seasons?
Yeah, I don't really think it's any like one particular thing, but definitely just thinking like from last year to this year, one thing that's really helped me is just falling in love with wrestling even more. You know, like it's hard to be like, oh man, this is gonna suck, when you're like excited to go wrestle. You know what I mean? And I think that's one big thing that really helps to keep me motivated, especially with like you did say, long season, and wrestling has the longest college season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 6-month season or at least for us it is. It's from October to all the way to the middle of March if you make it to nationals, which is really long. But you know, main thing that helps me going is just, you know, I continue to love wrestling every day, and if I love it, then it's hard to just be like, oh man, this is gonna suck.
Yeah, you said in season, so you don't have like a preseason, postseason. Like, is that like 6 months of straight season? Or because I know like for basketball we have preseason, season, and postseason. So
usually with preseason, we do have a preseason. We have about, I think it's a 6-week preseason, 6 or 6 to 8 weeks. And what that is it's typically like we wrestle 2 days a week. We have some sort of cardio morning 2 days a week. Cardio morning. And then we'll have like we'll have a lift that's either 2 or 4 days a week. And typically, I did the 4-day a week lift over this preseason, but typically that preseason will last all the way up until the first week of October. So we just kind of started season. We're on our second week or third week of actual season here. But that will run all the way up until a week before our season. Then we have a 1-week break, and then we start wrestling 6 times a week, and we lift 2 times a week, and then we get straight to competing. We got our black and gold matches actually this Friday, which is like our inter-team scrimmage. It's our wrestle-offs pretty much. And then I think in 2 weeks from now we have our first tournament, which is the Mount Union Open.
Nice. How do you think you're going to do in that? You think it's going to be tough?
I mean, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. So I know you talk about how your coach, like your coach is friends with your uncle. Is that who inspires you most as an athlete, or do you have someone else in your life that you think inspires you?
My uncle?
Yeah.
I would say so. He definitely was the person that got me serious about wrestling, for sure. Up until I had really met my uncle, because it was kind of a weird situation where my dad and my uncle didn't talk for a little bit, and then my uncle and my dad started talking again. So yeah. I had met him after I was I think 7th grade, and he started going to wrestling practices with me. And when I say he was good at wrestling back in the day, I mean he really was great at wrestling. Like, he was a state runner-up. He didn't win state. I think he lost like in overtime or something. But he was a state runner-up for Indiana. He wrestled in the Marines. That was his job for 2 years, was just to wrestle every day. So he wrestled as a Marine, and Marines are already mean. And if you take a Marine that wrestles, they're going to get meaner.
Yeah.
But, and then he also he went to the Olympic trials for wrestling, and he was 1 round away from being on the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he has a lot of accolades to his name. I don't mean to, like, brag on him. I kind of do, but I kind of don't. But, you know,
okay.
He has a lot of accolades to his name, and it's definitely inspiring to see somebody like that's in my personal life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I bet seeing him like that really pushes you to be better yourself. So I do want to get into your major. I know that you are a broadcasting major, as am I. So when choosing West Liberty, what made you choose broadcasting as your major?
Yeah, so actually, irrelevant to wherever I went to college, I wanted to do broadcasting or some sort of media in general. Yeah. I really just have a love for broadcasting. I like to, I like to get on the radio here. It's a fun thing to do for me. I like to work cameras. I like to build, you know, produce shows and stuff like that. I like a lot of the technical aspects of broadcasting. I feel like it's a lot more fun than like, you know, just hopping on screen. And you know, a lot of people want to be talent, and I think I'm one of the rare people in broadcasting that kind of like the behind the scenes more than in front of the camera.
So I know you said you like radio. Do you, like, what do you want to do with that? Do you want to talk about sports? Do you want to, like, do you want to own your, like, own podcast? Like, what are your plans to, like, use your broadcasting major?
Well, my plans right now for broadcasting is kind of just I want to get more into sports broadcasting. But I don't just want to I don't want to be in front of a camera, like I said. I'm not particularly I just don't, it doesn't really appeal to me, I guess. It's not that I don't want to do it, but it just doesn't appeal to me. I like radio just because I feel like radio is kind of that original medium.
Sure, yeah.
Where that stuff, really everything started. Like, everybody originally listened to radio. It's kind of like the birth of broadcasting in general. I think that's part of the reason that I like it. But really what I'm hoping to do in the future is you know, hopefully be some sort of sports production. I really like combat sports personally. I know that's the avenue that I want to go down, whether that's you know, something to do with mixed martial arts, or if I, you know, continue, there's plenty of you know, wrestling businesses out there that need people that know stuff about broadcasting, so I'm sure I can find something up my, like, up the alley of combat sports.
Yeah. One more thing just before we wrap this up. I want to know, if you could give advice to future student athletes, what would you give them?
That's a really good question. I have to think about that one a little bit. I would definitely say get tough quick. You know what I mean? I'm not saying to give like generic advice, but college ain't easy, and adding a sport on top of that's definitely not easy. So if you're thinking about college sports, you better toughen up, Buttercup.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming today. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have today on today's episode of Passionately Vocal here on WGLZ. A big thank you to my guest, Vinny Park, for joining me and sharing what it's like being a student athlete and wrestling for West Liberty while studying broadcasting. It's always good to hear from fellow athletes. I am Hope Bowman, and this has been part one of our four-part Passionately Vocal series. We are College Radio, and we are Passionately Vocal. Now let's get back to the music. Here is Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO on WGLZ 91.5.